So the study was out of Harvard Medical School and published yesterday in Cell Journal. And basically, the scientists took mice, they shaved them, and then exposed them to intense UV exposure that was equivalent to about 20 to 30 minutes of midday Florida sun. They found that within 1 week, the beta endorphin levels rose. Endorphins are natural feel-good hormones produced by the brain. They're like natural produced opiates. Then, after those endorphin levels raised, they then gave them an opiate-blocking drug, and those mice actually went into physiologic withdrawal. They started shaking, trembling, having teeth chatters, the same actual signs and symptoms that we see in heroin addicts when we block their opiate receptors.
So how does that study translate to people?
So it's really important. You know, the same biologic pathway of UV raising endorphins, mediating that opiate pathway, occurs in humans as well. Now this study is showing that tanning addiction is real. Important to enjoy the summer and be outside and stay active.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, there must be better things we can do.
You can be active and get
happy. So the question is, how do you activate the endorphins without sun?
That's a great question. So I think that's what we need to do. We need to encourage our patients to do other things that naturally raise endorphins, like exercise. Yeah, exactly. Studies show that meditation, sex, eating chocolate can all raise our endorphins in a more healthy way.
We're in favor of all of those, aren't we?
I am in favor
cancer.
Of all of them.
Yeah, if you can do them all at one time, you're in great shape.
Exactly. That would be impressive. Yeah.
You know what? And for an extra high, do it in the sun.
All right.
With sunscreen.
Thank you, Dr. Elizabeth Hale. Yeah. Practice safely. That's right.